Number four, reframe the challenge. Hindsight often opens me to the silver lining of the storm cloud I just experienced. A job ends and another opportunity presents itself. A partnership dissolves and it gives me the time to grow and reflect before a better partnership arrives. What if we could see the learning opportunity during the triggering event? Try this. How is this situation here to serve me? Or how can I grow if I truly embrace this situation? There is always a dot of sand from which to grow a pearl in every situation. I have often thought that if I turn out anything like my mother, I will have achieved greatness in my life. My mom is generally calm, easygoing, friendly, joy-inducing, and creative. She's strong, yet has a roll-with-the-punches attitude that I strive to embody in my life. So if you keep this in mind, this goal of mine in mind, as I share with you a situation that I had with my son today. My son has just revealed his 600th pooping accident of his 6.5 years on the planet. Right as he reveals this, I feel myself asking, when is this ever going to end? I begin to feel the heat rising in my body. I start feeling triggered. I can feel the blood start to rush between my ears. I am going into my victim story. My inability to control the outcome makes me feel like I'm going to be harmed the way that I was when I was a small child. I shared that back in step number one. I feel unsafe. I am fully in the trigger. I'm feeling this visceral reaction begin to take place in my body as I'm responding to the triggering situation. And I am shifting. I am taking a deep breath. As I'm sensing the trigger happening, I'm able to breathe into it and move back towards safety, towards my breath, towards going within. I hold space lovingly for my son while he experiences another day of soiled underwear. In this example, I was able to make the loving choice and be there with my son as he was experiencing struggle. Yet I somehow feel like I lost. I know my son could feel and sense that I was triggered by the event. I'm picking up on him feeling judged and shamed as I went into my triggering victim story. Can I open myself up to looking for the opportunity and the blessing in this very challenging situation? I'm not saying to cover the poop in rose water and pretend it doesn't smell. What I'm asking is if you and I can look at the situation and see how this might serve my growth. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. What do you see? Here's what I see. What better opportunity to test my ability to remain calm, like my role model, and roll with the punches, like my role model, than a kid who doesn't pay attention or doesn't notice the body signals that happen when you're wanting to have a bowel movement. I mean, this is a true test. This is an opportunity. I can find the gift in this struggle. My son gives me the perfect opportunity to determine who I want to be in this life. He offers me a choice. I get to stretch into my best self. Maybe it doesn't feel like an opportunity at this moment, but know and trust that good will come out of this. Acknowledge the learning opportunity. Here is a gift, an action step, a prompt for you if you have a repeating challenge in your life or struggle that you are coming up against. Please give yourself 15 minutes to do this exercise. Grab a piece of paper, And this, what you're working on right now, this is called the How I Can Shift sheet. Write your situation or struggle all the way across the top of the page as the title. Then divide your page into three columns. At the top of the leftmost column, write a tiny dash, a little negative sign. And here is where you're going to write out all of the negatives that you're experiencing in this situation. Allow yourself to let it all out. All of it. Everything that you're feeling that you feel is sapping your energy or pulling you down. In the center, the top of the center column, you're going to put a little plus sign, a little plus sign. And here's where you get to feel into your heart. This is why you need 15 or so minutes. Feel into your heart how this situation could be gifting you something, how this situation could be showing you something, developing you, offering a blessing. On the right-hand side, this is where we write, how can I shift? ? That is the title of your rightmost column. In this final column, please explore how you can shift your perspective, your interpretation, your wholeness during or after this repeating situation that is happening in your life. Does a shift look like setting an intention before the next time you're in a situation with your challenger? Does a shift look like taking action in a different way next time? Your heart and your inner guidance will show you the way through this exercise. So give yourself time. On a different page, copy down the answers to the question, how can I shift? Place the title of the struggle above those answers. It may serve you to destroy the initial sheet, the first sheet from the initial exercise. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes that that full expression of the pros and cons and how you're hurting, when we destroy that, whether it's shredding or burning or just crumpling up and shoving it to the bottom of a really yucky trash can, just that shedding of that process that you gave yourself can really help that energy shift out of you and transmute. And transmute is a word that I use a lot. And for me, that just means that energy that was stuck inside of you that you felt, you know, wasn't going to have resolution, that was just really stuck, it gets to dissolve. You know, as we do these processes and as we improve ourselves in these ways, that energy gets to dissolve and shift out of us and transmute, go out into the ether and serve someone else in a different way. But that energy gets to shift back into being neutral and just it's gone, it's out of you. Let me know if you have any questions about this action step. And I'm holding the vision for you to continue to reframe the challenges that you have in your life. The key to today's step is reframe the challenge. I see the gift. And it's really to help us continue to unfold, unpack, and flex our muscles of learning a new skill of how to reframe challenges into opportunity. Let me know if you'd like any assistance in helping you unpack these situations or practicing these skills. This has been Andrea Luzon with 10 Ways to Move Beyond Your Old Story. The next time we're together, we will practice holding that child.